From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris. When we talk about the foreclosure crisis, we often describe vast neighborhoods of empty homes spread across suburbs in Florida or California or other locales. But the collapse of the real estate market has also been hard on renters, especially in major cities. NPR's Jim Zaroli takes us now to New York, where some of the city's biggest apartment complexes are at risk of foreclosure and where others have been abandoned altogether.
Luis Correa stands in the musty back bedroom of his apartment on University Avenue in the Bronx as his cousin, Miriam Maldonado, who lives downstairs, watches. He points to the ceiling and talks about what happened last winter.
For 2 weeks, we have no heat. This room right here, it had icicles coming from the ceiling. That's how cold it was in here.
Why did the heat go off?
No oil.
The building, the boiler have no oil, and they weren't going to pay for oil, so they just left us like that with no heat for them 2 weeks suffering here in the cold.
As Correa speaks, neighbors come in to talk about the building. There are leaks, faucets that won't shut off, rooms with no electricity, and a broken front door that allows strangers to wander the hallways at will. Correa says the building wasn't always like this.
I grew up here. I was born here, and as soon as these people took over, you know, the building just went downhill from there.
The building was bought by Ocelot Capital Group in 2007. At the time, the real estate market was booming. Marginal neighborhoods like this one were getting gentrified, and the city was phasing out its rent control laws, making apartments like this much more profitable. Ocelot purchased 19 buildings for the staggering sum of $36 million. Carrie White is with the Urban Homesteading Assistance Board, a housing advocacy group.
They sold them all to this one big private equity company, and they paid a lot of money for them. They paid much more money than they were worth, and so the debt on the buildings became insupportable.
Ultimately, Ocelot defaulted on its loan and abandoned the buildings. By one estimate, 70 to 100,000 apartment units in New York are in foreclosure or at risk of it. Emily Yusoff, former head of the city's Housing Development Corporation, says that's left a lot of renters in limbo.
The tenants who will be hurt if these things continue are the only people in this MS who never borrowed any money, who never put their name on something. They're not subprime borrowers. They're tenants who pay their rent and who just expect a clean, decent place to live in return.
Yusoff says properties at risk include small buildings like this one, but also sprawling complexes like Peter Cooper Village and Stuyvesant Town in Manhattan, which together have 110 buildings. They were sold to private equity firms in 2006 for $5.4 billion in what was called the biggest real estate deal in U.S. history. In most of these cases, developers took out huge loans based on wildly unrealistic rent projections and couldn't pay them off when the market collapsed. Yusoff says some buildings, like this one in the Bronx, have been abandoned altogether.
This is one that's further down the road as far as some deterioration, which you can see. Some of the other ones hasn't happened yet, but unless their debt is somehow fixed, unless the lenders who are involved with those buildings really deal with the problem, it's going to get worse.
Yusoff was hired by the Rockefeller Foundation to help lenders find ways to restructure their debt, but she says banks are often reluctant to do this because it means taking a hit on their books. Instead, they'll look for a new developer willing to take a chance on a building by assuming the mortgage. The problem is the new owners often can't make the loans work either. Meanwhile, time is running out. Economist Sam Chandon worries about what will happen if a big complex like Stuyvesant Town defaults. He says it would reverse some of the efforts by the Fed and the Treasury Department to prop up the real estate market.
There's a chilling effect that potentially has in terms of the broader market's perception of what's going on in commercial real estate. One of these large defaults that inevitably will make the cover of the paper, might offset some of those efforts that have been made.
The challenge, he says, is to convince lenders to cut their losses and write off their bad loans before that kind of default can happen. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.